hearts, and we can't produce life from dead people. That's something the Lord alone does. No man comes to me except the Father draws him, and once he begins to draw him, then it's the blade, then it's the ear, then it's the full grain. It needs to be drummed into the heads and hearts of all Christians who have been seduced by the contemporary lies that if we just get better at marketing the gospel, we can be more convincing and we can convince people to be saved. Just tell the truth. I hate to tell you this, music doesn't have anything to do with it in terms of style. The content of what is said and sung in music may bring the gospel, convey the gospel. But it's not about mood. It's not about music. It's not about invitations. It's not about any human effort. You don't do God's work with human means. I love this. Verse 28, the soil produces crops by itself. It's the Greek word automate, from which we get the English word automatically. It's divinely automatic. How encouraging is that? Regeneration, transformation, spiritual transition, conversion, new birth can't be produced by anyone or any human means. The whole process is divinely automatic. You can't start it and you can't stop it. And once it starts, it goes to the full. All you can do is be there to enjoy the harvest. Like in 2 Timothy 2:6, the hardworking farmer does what he does so that he can enjoy the harvest. We have no role in the actual work of salvation, but we get in on the harvest. And what do you mean the harvest? Well, one way we enjoy the harvest is fellowship, don't we? This is fellowship. Another way in eternity, in the future, friends for eternity that we don't even know now that we'll meet then. So forever and ever, we will enjoy the harvest. We'll taste the harvest. The success then of the gospel does not depend on our power to change the heart or our power to make the gospel more acceptable or our power to manipulate the will or manipulate emotions. We talked about that. The work of salvation is divinely automatic. So we listen dependently, right? Dependently, or maybe you like the word humbly better. Well, finally, there's one more last parable. We listen confidently, confidently. And you know, these disciples, were they thinking to themselves, okay, we're with you to this point. We'll be obedient, we'll be appreciative, and we'll be dependent and humble. But what's the end going to be? Well, where's this thing going? It looks so small, so fragile.